Welcome back. It's 10 to 9 here on Morning Ireland. Appalled but unsurprised. That's how Sports Against Racism Ireland has described online abuse directed at Irish athlete Rashida Adeleke. The abuse was highlighted by her coach over the weekend after she won several medals for Ireland at the European Championships last week. Chair of Sports Against Racism, Fintan Drury. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts this morning on what Rashida has suffered online?
Well, as our statement said, we're appalled, but we're not greatly surprised, because the work that our teams do around the country and the different projects which we run, particularly working in sporting organisations and seeing the value that can be brought through sport to train and educate people to think differently about the emerging multicultural nature of our society, we're also seeing evidence on the ground on a very regular basis of real live experiences that people are having. And they're not
so maybe explain
Well, we're seeing evidence of projects that we're trying to do, where we have a program like Hijabs and Hattricks that is now 10 years in operation. It targets very deliberately, or did target specifically, young Muslim women and girls to help them play football in a positive environment. It's evolved over the last number of years into a more inclusive program that extends to all religions and ethnicities. But still, the idea of the hijabs and the hat tricks, we've had to move on a number of occasions. We've had to move training from areas where we had been carrying out coaching sessions with the girls and the women to areas where there was no risk of the kind of abuse that they were getting and that our coaches were getting. Well, there was a level of hostility. I'm not going to get into the specifics. I'm not going to talk about the particular areas of the country where this happened. But you asked for examples. These are real live things that happen. And so the attention that was given to the issue over the weekend is of a very high-profile athlete, an extraordinary young woman who has achieved great things for us. And that brings it to public attention. But what we are saying is that there is a need for this to be addressed on a more holistic basis. There's a need for a positive, affirmative approach that involves... It's the old line about government and the legislature, but also the private sector. As somebody who worked in business for a long time, we're too slow to make commitments to support the efforts that government is making. This needs to be a civic effort. But if anybody thinks that it's not really required, or that racism isn't really a problem in Ireland, and these are, you know, as a number of people said over the course of the weekend in commentary, people said, you know, it's a tiny minority.
But is it at every level of sport?
It is not.
Is it at every level of sport?
At every level of sport. Oh, absolutely. Sorry, yes.
From underage games right up to what we're seeing here?
All the way through. When I circulated the statement that was being issued by the board on Saturday, one of the board members came back to me with, you know, quite emotional about the extent to which he, as somebody who is active in sport and has been active in sport for many years, has suffered this himself, and his frustration at the notion where people seem to think this is relatively isolated. It is not.
So it's not relatively isolated. What's the solution here, Fintan?
Well, the solution is that we have, as I was saying, you know, a holistic approach that focuses in particular on training and education. And we will reach this year about 7,000 young people with our anti-discrimination workshops, which we do through clubs, particularly with the GAA, who do phenomenal work in this area of inclusion and diversity, but also through schools.
Okay.
But we're not reaching anything like the numbers we should be reaching. And a final point, it's not just about SARI. This work can be done and is being done through, for example, storytelling with Narrative 4 out of Limerick, who are using storytelling and books to achieve the same ends. We need to invest in this.
Chair of Sports Against Racism, Fintan Drury, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:55.